Here's an audio test for microphone number one as the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers will do battle. Hey everyone, here is microphone test for number two as the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox will face off against each other at 7.05 p.m. All right, we're going to go back to microphone one and just give this one another test again. We welcome you into Salem Memorial Ballpark as the 43-53 Fayetteville Woodpeckers will take on the 49-48 Salem Red Sox as the Salem side tries to snap a five-game losing streak and take their first win of the series today. Andy Losi here at the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth looking to see if the Red Sox are able to get back in the win column for the first time in over a week. But this Fayetteville side has looked strong in the first 2 days of the series. And let's get you their starting lineup for game three of the six-game set. The second baseman, number two, Jackson Hallmark, will lead things off, followed by the center fielder and number 14, Cody Orr. Right fielder, number 18, Jose Alvarez, bats third, followed by the cleanup hitter and first baseman, number 10, Justin Williams. The third baseman, number 8, Tyler Whitaker, bats 5th, while tonight's designated hitter for the Wood Sky, and he bats 6th. Shortstop, number 12, Leo's Danny Molina, bats 7th, followed by a pair of new faces in the lineup this week for the Woodpeckers. Left fielder, number 44, Rainer Rivas, bats 8th, while the catcher, number 4, Freddie Guillermo, rounds out the order for this Woodpecker side. On the mound tonight, getting the start for the Salem Red Sox, it's number 34, and Angel Bastardo, the right-handed pitcher on the year, has a 2-3 win-loss record, making his 18th start of the season. He has an ERA of a 4.27. Trey Jester calling for some time as the first base coach of the Woodpeckers jogs on out. It appears that Ramirez is the guy that will be at first base tonight, helping out the Woodpeckers side. So we're underway and ready to go as first pitch comes at 7.04 p.m. A foul tip off the barrel of Hallmark gets us underway in this third night. It is a rather hot evening here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and you can sort of hear the wind coming into the area as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Hallmark as it goes into the glove of the catcher of McAvely. 89 degrees Fahrenheit here at Salem. We'll dip into the low 80s as we go on throughout the game. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Bastardo, and it got him looking for a called strike number three. A 1-2-3 punch out for Bastardo gets us underway here in Salem. Good pitching here from Bastardo, and well, the Red Sox are hoping to get a much better start from Bastardo today than what we saw from Gabriel Jackson in last night's contest. Gave up 5 earned runs in the first inning of the contest. Now Cody Orr at the plate. First pitch is spiked low for ball one. 325 to our left field wall. 325 to our right field wall. 401 to straightaway center here at San Memorial Ballpark. 1-0 pitch to Orr. This is a fastball that misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Taking a look at the Red Sox defense tonight. Keir Meredith out on left field. Carson Simas at center field. Brian Gonzalez back of the lineup out and right. The 2-0 pitch to Orr, and the breaker is looking in third base today. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. Edison Paulino, third game, third different position tonight. He's at second base, while Tyler Miller is at first. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Orr, and it's right down Broadway at 93 miles per hour with a called strike one. Behind the plate for the second straight game, it's Daniel Machiavelli, and it's Bastardo getting the start on the mound. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Orr. He'll slap this one, a bouncer to Blaze Jordan's backhand side, step in throw in time for the second out of the inning. Well, if you guys are just tuning in, a scoreless start between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Salem Red Sox. Two away in the top of the first inning today. The Salem Red Sox will be wearing their Salem Beer Mongers uniform. So it's a Beer Mongers going across the front of the uniform and the red writing. And on the back of the jersey, they have the white numbering. Here's the first pitch, and it goes just low for ball one. Excuse me, actually, red lettering, red numbering on the back of the jersey. You have the Salem Beer Monger cap, which has a little bit of a beer mug logo on the front of the baseball uniform. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be sent down the right field line for the game's first base hit. This might be extra for Alvarez as he turns at first and will go in for a stand-up two-out double. And the Woodpeckers are on the board when it comes to hits. Good piece of hitting there from Alvarez. Just went right down that right field line. Took this one opposite field, and Gonzalez wasn't expecting to come that way with the right-handed batter of Alvarez. So the Woodpeckers have a runner at second, two away in this 0-0 ball game. Meanwhile, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers today, their uniform is the all-gray jersey once again. A gray uniform with gray baseball pants, black lettering on the front, black numbering on the back, as it's a big swing and a miss by Williams for strike number one. It's always interesting when you check out the Red Sox in the first few games of the series. Always having a different uniform on Tuesday, wins the check swing by Williams, but he never went through as the pitch goes low for ball one. Well, Alvarez just picked up his third double of the season for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's his second in the series. Meanwhile, Williams yesterday, 2 RBIs for this Woodpecker side as he swings and misses on the 1-1 pitch, and the count drops to 1-2. After going hitless in the series opener, Williams in his first at-bat of the game went with an 2-RBI single that got the Woodpeckers on the board. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Bastardo, and this one will skip low for ball two. So juice is wild, and obviously with the Salem Beer Mongers uniform with the unique dark blue, light blue cap with the red bill going across the front. It's also Thirsty Thursday here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-2 pitch, runner goes. This is chopped foul down the third base side, taking a jump into the Red Sox dugout. Appears that no one is hurt on the play, and Alvarez will have to work back towards second. It's also Area 51 night tonight. You know why? Because it's the 51st home game of the season. I could hardly believe that when they told me that earlier today. Out of the 66 home games, we only have 15 left. Where did the season go? It's been so fast, but so much fun. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Machiavelli for the strikeout for Bastardo, and it puts an end to the inning. The Woodpeckers strand a runner at second, and we stay at a 0-0 game going to the bottom of the first. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-0 is our score as the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox just underway. It's our first look at the Salem offense tonight. Second baseman number 9, Edison Paulino, starts things off, which will be followed by the designated hitter number 19, Brian Bonazzi, and then hitting third, the shortstop number 10, Marcelo Meyer. First pitch on the way, Paulino showing bunt as he goes all the way through for ball one. Third baseman number 24, Blaze Jordan, bats cleanup, while the first baseman number 14, Tyler Miller, bats fifth. Catcher number 11, Daniel Machiavelli, six in the lineup. Here is the 1-0 pitch to Paulino outside. Count works 2-0. Left fielder number 1, Keir Meredith, bats seventh, while the right fielder number 28, Brian Gonzalez, is back in the lineup. He bats eighth. And then rounding it up, it's the center fielder and number 16 of Carson Simas. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Paulino, and the breaking ball is in there for the called strike one. On the mound tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, it is number Gale Uyola. A 2-1 count is coming up for Uyola. As he steps and fires, Paulino will put this one up towards the middle. It's going to be scooped up by the shortstop Molina, and the throw is in the first in time for that first out of the inning. Molina makes a great play there, but we weren't going to talk about him. It was going to be Uyola is actually coming off one of the most excellent months across the Houston Astros organization, so much that he was actually named as the Houston Astros Minor League Pitcher of the Month for July. Went 2-0 in the time of July, had an ERA of a 0.54. First pitch to Brandon Bonassi. This one is just outside for ball one. Those were four appearances, two starts for Uyola. He struck out 25 batters and only walked five in 16 and two-thirds innings of work. Pretty marvelous stretch for Uyola as the 1-0 is away to Bonassi, and this one misses outside for ball two. 0-0 is our score at Salem, Virginia. Woodpeckers are able to get a base hit back in the top of the first inning with an Alvarez double, but it ended with a strikeout on Justin Williams. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Bonassi, and this one misses low and away for ball three. Bonassi leads the Carolina League in walks on the season, 67 for the number 2 hitter in the Salem Red Sox order. 3-0 count to Bonassi, and this will just be a fastball delivered by Uyola, and this one is in there for strike one. Good crowd tonight at the ballpark. Already enough shade here to really satisfy our first base side. Still on the left field side, using having some shade as Bonassi will foul away. A 3-1 pitch and a catch made by a fan just to our left here at the press box. Well, Brian Bonassi, the reigning Carolina League Player of the Week. Notice he has a little Band-Aid right by the right side of his nose. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Bonassi, and Bonassi will be the first base runner of the night for Salem as he gets a free pass with one away in the bottom of the first. While Marcelo Meyer comes to the plate, let's get you the defensive lineup now for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Out in left field, Rainer Rivas, with the center fielder being Cody Orr. Jose Alvarez is making his third start in the series this week for the Woodpeckers, and he's in his third unique position today out in right field for the Woodpeckers. First pitch to Marcelo Meyer, hops in front of home plate. It gets away from the catcher of Guillermo. Throw down to second, and the catch was never made by the second baseman of Hallmark. So no tag on Bonassi as he gets into scoring position off a pass ball delivered by Uyola. Check this one out again on the video stream. Just got off the left arm, and it was a late steal there from Bonassi, and Guillermo still had a chance to gun it down towards the bag, but no catch was made by Hallmark off the bounce, so made it almost virtually impossible to come away with the tag. 1-0 pitch to Meyer now. This one misses low and inside, and the count goes 2-0. Guillermo is going to go talk with his pitcher Uyola after he's missed on these six, the last seven pitches to be exact. The rest of the defense for the Woodpeckers, it's Tyler Whitaker back in the infield at third base today. Leo's Danny Molina at shortstop. Jackson Hallmark, we just said his name, he's at second base. Justin Williams at first. And behind the dish tonight, it is Freddie Guillermo. So first mound visit today by the catcher of Guillermo, trying to calm down Uyola, who is not trying to give up the first deficit of the game, as Brainerd Bonassi is at second base. 2-0 pitch to Meyer. Fastball will be called strike one. 93-mile delivery by Uyola. Meyer has played great so far this series. Had a 2-3 day yesterday for the Salem Red Sox, including an RBI double. And now here's the 2-1 pitch to Meyer. This one misses away for ball three. Actually, he was a single that he was trying to push towards a double. Was eventually tagged out at second on a slide attempt back in the eighth. Hitter's pitch from Marcelo Meyer. We'll see what he does here against Uyola, who has struggled to find the zone. Here's the delivery, and Meyer will watch this one go high and inside for ball four. And back-to-back walks to Bonassi and Meyer. And with Blaze Jordan comes at the plate, the Red Sox look to try to strike first in the contest. Jordan, the cleanup hitter tonight, did pick up an RBI for the second straight day yesterday, his 53rd of the season off of a fielder's choice. That is the best amongst active Salem Red Sox players. And actually, matter of fact, it's better than any Salem Red Sox that has played here in the calendar year of 2022. Time is called here from Trey Jester as he points to his left wrist. It's an infraction on Uyola, so the count will start off 1-0 for Jordan. Jester is back behind the plate tonight as Perry Schwartz is our base path umpire. He is standing just to the left of the pitcher of Uyola to the backside. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's going to be low, but a good block made by Guillermo keeps it in front of him for ball two. 0-0 score so far at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but the Red Sox are in business in the early going. They get a couple of walks in the first inning, and now they have Bonassi at second and Meyer at first. Still seeking that first base hit of the day, though. 2-0 count, Uyola delivers, and Jordan will swing at the 95-mile-per-hour fastball, but can't catch up for strike one. Jordan just could not lay off the high heat. As with a swing like that, he was looking to try to not just put Salem up by a run or two, but possibly three. Here's a 2-1 pitch by Uyola, and this one is just off the plate to the outside corner for ball three. So this has been a problem so far by Uyola. He had a 3-0 count against Bonassi, 3-1 count against Meyer. He walked both those batters, and now a 3-1 count here to Blaze Jordan. And that's in there for a called strike two. Went back with the heat at 93 and caught the bottom edge. Salem Red Sox trailing the Fredericksburg Nationals by 9 games in the Carolina League North Division. 3-2 pitch, and Jordan fends this off as he deflects it towards the backstop. We stay at a 3-2 count, and it just has not been a good stretch of time for the two teams that have been trying to catch up to the Nationals. The Red Sox losing 5 straight. The Downey Ducks, though, a little worse, losing 6 in a row. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Jordan. The fastball misses upstairs for ball four. It's 3 straight walks for the Red Sox, and Tyler Miller, in his first plate appearance of the day, will have the bases loaded. So in all the month of July, Uyola only walked 5 batters, but here in the first inning of the contest, he walks 3 for Bonassi, Meyer, and Jordan. And now we are going to have a pretty crucial meeting at the mound as John Kovalik will come down to talk with Uyola as well as the catcher and Guillermo. Sam looking to strike first, and the team that has been able to get on the scoreboard first in the series has been pretty lucky. Yesterday, Fayetteville scoring 5 in the top of the first inning, and they were able to come away with an 8-6 win. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers are only 7 games back of the Charleston River Dogs, who have been tearing it up in the Carolina League South Division. They have won 6 straight games, tied with the most, or should I say actually the best in the South Division, as the second best is the Fredericksburg Nationals. Thought for a moment they've won 6 straight games, but they've only won 5 in a row. Still a good number, but not as good as what the River Dogs have done over the last week. So now it's time for Tyler Miller, as the first pitch by Uyola will miss low for ball one. And we've seen Uyola try to go with the fastball so many times to start off the game. We've seen one that reached 95, that one coming in at 93. Miller started off yesterday's game with a pair of singles, and here's the 1-0 pitch to Miller. He checked for ball two. And I just think this is a struggle now for Yola. He just doesn't know where the zone is. He shows frustration after frustration, thinking, oh, I almost think I have the call that I need. But he just hasn't found it yet in this first inning. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Miller. This will be sent down the left field line, hooking and lands foul. Just a little bit too early on it was Tyler Miller. And that one was driven down the left field line. It's been a very good series for hits down the line. We've seen a few yesterday that actually went down the left field line for the Woodpeckers back in that first inning. Pretty big night for them. Meyer went down the right field line for an RBI. 2-1 pitch to Miller. He cranks this one out towards center field. Moving back is Cody Orr to the track. He's able to make the grab. Every runner will tack up on their respective bases, and each one will get in safely. Bonassi scores. Meyer goes to third. Jordan at second. And the Red Sox lead 1-0. Miller picks up his 36th RBI of the season. A sacrifice pop-up deep to center field. And it had some great carry against the wind as you check out American flag at dead center field. Wind blowing in, still was able to move back, and Orr delivered a bullet into the shortstop of Molina. And the only really shot he had again, a runner, was Jordan at second, but the shortstop decided to eat it up. And now Daniel Machiavelli is called for an infraction for not getting the plate fast enough, so the Salem catcher will start off 0-1 in the counts. Here's the pitch to Machiavelli, and now he's down 0-2. Haven't seen any infraction over these last few weeks, but Trey Jester seems to be on it today. Two here in the bottom of the first inning. And Machiavelli will take the 0-2 pitch low and inside. McElveny has been really great at getting RBI on Tuesday and Wednesday. 1-2 pitch, and this one is taken low and outside for ball two. Talked a little bit to Mickey Vailey earlier today. And just talking about his time here in Salem. He's been having a good time here with the Red Sox. 2-2 pitch just off the plate. Uyolo thought he had strike three as he laughs it off and makes his way back towards the rubber. McElveny started 0-1 in the count before his at-bat begun, and now another payoff pitch coming the way. Uyolo with the kick and the deal, a swing and a miss, and it's into the glove of Guillermo for out number three. First punch out of the day for Uyolo. Couldn't come at a better time for the Woodpecker right-handed pitcher, but the Salem Red Sox are on the board thanks to a sacrifice fly by Tyler Miller as it scores Brainerd Bonassi. It's Red Sox 1, Woodpecker 0. Top of the second after this. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox over the Woodpeckers. Top of the second inning. And Tyler Whitaker, Victor Mascai, and Leo's Danny Molina will all bat here in the second against Angel Pastrardo, who will fire his first pitch into the zone for strike number one. Whitaker, with 6 home runs and 40 RBIs this season for the Woodpeckers, has a batting average of a 173. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Whitaker, and this one misses inside for ball one. The number 10 prospect in the Houston Astros organization, according to MLB Pipeline, as the 1-1 pitch to Whitaker is just outside for ball two. But even though he may have not been able to showcase it with his consistency with a batting average of a 173, he does show that power with the 6 home runs and 40 RBIs as the 2-1 pitch misses low and away for ball three. We never really got a full introduction for Pastrardo back in that first inning. 65 and one-thirds innings of work coming into today's game, allowing 65 hits and 31 earned runs. A 3-1 pitch by Pastrardo, and Whitaker pops this up down the first base side and into the seats it goes for strike two. 36 walks allowed, 66 punchouts on the season for Pastrardo, and he has a batting average of a 262, which is a little bit higher than the team average of a 248 for Salem. 3-2 pitch to Whitaker, a swing and a miss for strike three, and Pastrardo already has his third punchout of the contest, and he starts it off in the second inning by getting a swinging strikeout. The field tonight, as he is the Woodpeckers' designated hitter. We saw him at first base yesterday. Pretty eventful night for the first baseman of the Woodpeckers as he swings on the first pitch and misses for strike one. Salem leads 1-0 over Fayetteville thanks to a Miller sacrifice fly to score Bonassi as the 0-1 pitch is upstairs for ball one. So we'll see what Pastrardo is able to have in the tank tonight. Already much better than we saw from Jackson's performance yesterday, but he's not out of the thick of it yet. Here's the 1-1 pitch as this is sent on out towards left center field. Meredith to his left, Seamus to his right, but Meredith comes down with the grab for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for the second straight inning by Pastrardo as he will now face Leo's Danny Molina, who has just been a great batter for Fayetteville this week. Multiple three-hit games. He got one on Tuesday, and he followed it up with one yesterday as well. And Molina has just been a great part of the order as shortstop today as the first pitch misses low and away for ball one. A little bit of music was playing during that first pitch of the at-bat, and Trey Jester delivered a stare up to the press box as the 1-0 pitch to Molina goes with a swing and a miss for strike one. Umpires are always on top of that, though, to make sure that the batters have a fair plate appearance. You don't want music going on when the batter is at the dish. Here's the 1-1 to Molina, and this one misses low and inside for ball two. 5 home runs on the season for the Fayetteville shortstop. 30 RBIs, a batting average of a 219 for the number 7 hitter. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Molina. Chopper towards the left side. This will get through for a base hit. Molina just keeps raking base hits for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's a 2-out single, and once again, the Woodpeckers keep the inning going with getting on base with 2 outs on the board. Alvarez did so with the double back in the first inning, and Molina does so here with the single in the second. It's through 3 days for Molina, and what a hot barrel that is for the Woodpeckers, and a perfect guy to have in the 7 part of your lineup. We'll now see how these new guys at the plate will try to go off. Rainer Rivas will take the first pitch low and inside for ball one. Left fielder today for the Woodpeckers. A 154 hitter on the season. 4 home runs, 13 RBIs. Rivas making his first appearance at the plate in this week. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and this one's a hard hit grounded to Bonassi on the right side. He scoops it up and throws it over to Miller in time for the third out of the inning. The Woodpeckers strand one base runner in the frame. They are unable to erase their 1-0 deficit to the Red Sox as Salem looks to build on it as the bottom three of the order come up next in Meredith, Gonzalez, and Seamus. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox over the Woodpeckers as the first pitch of the inning is fouled back by Meredith for strike one. Uyola back in for another inning of work here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. ERA this season of a 2.27. It's a whole 2 points better than the Red Sox starter with Bastardo, who comes in today with a 4.27 as the 0-1 pitch misses upstairs for ball one. Well, on the season, when we take a look at what Uyola has done, 47 and two-thirds innings of work as Meredith will take the 1-1 pitch low for ball two. 27 hits and 12 earned runs allowed. Has a pretty good strikeout-to-walk ratio. He has only walked 28 batters coming into today's game, and he has struck out 74. Didn't do a great job, though, back in the first as Meredith will foul tip the 2-1 pitch into the glove of Guillermo for strike two. Walked three batters, Brandon Bonassi, Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan, which eventually gave up the first run of the contest on a sacrifice fly by Miller. 2-2 count to Meredith. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike three. And just like Uyola closed off the first inning by striking out Mick Elvini, he starts off the second by striking out Meredith. Well, it's great to see Meredith get a little bit more action for the Salem Red Sox. It's his third straight start this series for Salem. And he will try to get really some momentum going. I mean, he got two on-base appearances yesterday as Gonzalez will take the pitch inside for ball one, but they were hit by pitches. Outside of that, 0-3 on the evening for Meredith. He's in for Yoluk. We'll come right after this 1-0 pitch that misses low for ball two. A 161 on the season. That is magnificent for the Woodpeckers right-handed pitcher. And they talked about this yesterday in the broadcast a bit. Their opponent's batting average is really low. A 215, pretty great number to have as the 2-0 pitch is in there for the called strike number one. For reference to the Salem Red Sox, their opponent's batting average of a 248. As here's the 2-1 pitch to Gonzalez as is lifted up foul and will go over the netting for strike two. I mean, it's only like a 3% difference on paper, but you think about how that can rack up over time, it's pretty good that you're able to contain those at-bats. 2-2 pitch to Gonzalez, fastball inside. He has to walk away from being possibly hit on the 92-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-0 Salem over Fayetteville. Bottom of the second, base paths clear. As Gonzalez is at the plate, here's the 3-2 pitch. A check swing by Gonzalez. The appeal said he did not go on a fastball high and inside for ball four. And Uyola will walk his fourth batter of the day, this one being Gonzalez with one away in the second. So right now, if you look at the scoreboard, you look at it and say, well, Fayetteville has brought their offense again. Two base hits, one in each inning. Well, they haven't been able to score. Salem, though, has been able to get four people aboard, but it's all been really held responsible by Uyola. Just has to find that consistency down the stretch. Can't find it here in the first pitch of the at-bat to Carson Simas as it misses upstairs for ball one. A 1-0 pitch here to Simas, and this one is in there for the called strike one. Carson Simas was in the lineup for the first time this series yesterday, went 1-4, did score a run, had left four runners on base on the night. So hopefully Simas is able to come through and more situational hitting. Gonzalez goes as Simas will foul tip the 1-1 pitch and Shane back towards first. Would have had an excellent jump at the bag. And now he sees Simas go down 1-2 in the hole. Top of the order on deck as Edison Paulino warming up. You'll get an at-bat unless Simas works into a double play. 1-2 count. Gonzalez holds on this pitch as the fastball drives low and away for ball two. Well, the Woodpeckers started off the series with an 8-4 win over the Red Sox on Tuesday, and then they responded with an 8-6 win yesterday. So if you're the Red Sox, you just got to get to nine runs as the attempted pickoff at first started off pretty close, but Williams' tag came a little delayed into Gonzalez. So Salem's number 28 will survive for at least the time being. 2-2 count to Simas. And he will hit this one hard into the shortstop of Molina. No throw back to first. Smart base running made by Gonzalez. Didn't come off too far off the bag. But Simas does line out for the second inning of the frame. Great contact by Simas, but if you're Molina, you could not have stood at a better spot. Didn't even have to move a muscle to make that grab for the second out of the inning. But now we have Edison Paulino at the plate. Grounded out in his first at-bat. And this one will start off by watching the fastball miss upstairs for ball one. We look at the arsenal that Ulloa has. He has a four-seam fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup action. Now, when you look at spin rates for his fastball, it's one of the best in the entire Astros minor league farm system as the 1-0 pitch is up and away for ball one. Apologies, ball two. But we see why he uses it so much, because of how highly successful it has been in the past. Maybe not so much today. Getting out of the inning here, but first a pickoff attempt back to Brian Gonzalez is not in time. When Yolo has pitched, though, it's been four straight wins for the Woodpeckers, defeating the Ducks, Pelicans, Cannonballers, and Mudcats as the 2-0 pitch misses a low and away for ball three. Has not lost this season, and it's kind of remarkable how many games he actually didn't have a decision go against his name. 12 starts before a decision was against him as the 3-0 pitch is in there for the called strike one. And obviously some of those were not starts. He's only made now 9 starts on the season. 7 of them have come from a bullpen appearance. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Paulino, and it's going to go into the zone again for a called strike two. That one at 91 miles per hour, just tucked into the inside corner. So a payoff pitch coming up for Edison Paulino. Brian Gonzalez with a little lead at first. Gonzalez takes off as a 3-2 pitch is low for ball four. So Gonzalez will just get into second regardless of the outcome. And Paulino will get aboard for the first time today. So in all of July, which was 4 starts for Ulloa, he walked only 5 batters. But here in the second inning of his first contest of August, he has already walked 5 batters. Runners at first and second for the Red Sox as Bonassi will take the first pitch for a called strike one. He was the first one to get aboard today for the Red Sox as he walked in the first, later scored to give Salem this 1-0 lead. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bonassi, another changeup. This one just missed it inside. And Yola can hardly believe it. He squatted down right in front of the rubber. He thought he had the perfect changeup. Make the count go 0-2. 1-1 pitch by Yola, and this fastball drives upstairs for ball two. You can just tell that the pitcher right now for the Woodpeckers and Yola is a little frustrated. And that's why the catcher and Guillermo is coming out to go talk to him. Molina might join the conversation a bit as well, as the battery is just trying to figure out where the zone is. Because Ulloa thinks he probably has a lot more strikes than he does balls. I mean, we already look at what he's been able to do. 55 pitches. And we only have 2 outs in the second inning. 32 balls, 23 strikes. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Bonassi, and this misses low for ball three. So it might be a big bullpen night for the Woodpeckers. And if Yola continues to struggle here in the second inning. Hitter's pitch coming up for Bonassi. And here's the pitch and the delivery. And this is fouled away back towards the netting. And the count works to 3-2. Well, a full count coming up for Bonassi. Designated here tonight for the Red Sox. If he's able to get aboard safely, then Red Sox will not only be in business big time, but they'll also have Marcelo Meyer at the plate. 3-2 pitch, both runners go. Pitch is in there for a called strike three. It gets the batter looking for the second punch out of the frame. It started off with Meredith going down on strikes. It ends with Bonassi going down on strikes. Salem strands two base runners in the inning, and we stay at a 1-0 Red Sox lead as Angel Bastardo will look to try to keep it that way as it goes to the top of the third. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the third inning and a 1-0 Salem Red Sox lead as the pitch is inside for ball number one. Well, two base hits for the Woodpeckers to get the contest started off, but Red Sox still without their first as this will be a chopper on the right side. It's going to be scooped up by Bonassi and Paulino, and the batter will be retired for the first out of the inning. So Guillermo is in his first at-bat here of the week against the Salem Red Sox. Is a ground out to Paulino, and now we have the top of the order due up for Salem. Jackson Hallmark at the plate, and the first pitch is taken for a called strike one. So today's 8-9-1 part of the order consists of Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As the 0-1 pitches away, Hallmark will slash this one over the head. Marcelo Meyer out to left field, and Hallmark has his first base hit of the series. It's a one-out single. So keep the streak going for the Woodpeckers. Every inning of work tonight, they've been able to successfully get a base hit. And now we see Cody Orr come to the plate. First pitch on the way to Orr is a fastball called strike one. Last time up, Cody Orr grounded it out towards Blaze Jordan at third base before being gunned down at first. A 202 hitter on the season for the Woodpeckers. Two home runs and 14 RBIs, and the 0-1 pitch misses up and away for ball one. Well, in last night's game for the Woodpeckers, Cody Orr went 0-5. And he left seven runners on the base path. So not a good number to live by, although they were able to win the ball game as Orr will take the 1-1 pitch inside. Here's the throw down to second, the tag by Paulino, and they get the runner. What a tag. Hallmark is pleading his case as he makes his way back towards the first base dugout as McIlvaney is able to get the gun them down for the second out of the inning. Check this one out again. A good throw by the Salem catcher, and Paulino's tag wasn't the cleanest, especially as he slipped in front of second base, but he's still able to lay for the second out as the 2-1 pitch to Orr will be a dribbler that works foul down the third base side for strike two. So Cody Orr cannot leave a runner on the base path if he's no longer there. As the bases are clear, here's a 2-2 pitch to Orr. A swing and a miss, strike three. And Angel Bastardo closes off the day. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Angel Bastardo, and the Red Sox sit 1-0 over the Woodpeckers. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the third inning, and the Red Sox lead the Woodpeckers 1-0 here on MILB.TV. Sort of 1-2-3 inning back in the third for the Salem Red Sox and their crew. So let's see what is able to happen here in the bottom half of the third inning. Uyola still on the mound for the Woodpeckers as the first pitch is fired away on the inside for ball one. It'll be Meyer, Jordan, and Miller, all the bat. Here's a 1-0 pitch from Uyola, and it misses upstairs for ball two. Meyer in his first at-bat was walked. As a 2-0 count, fires from Uyola, and this is cranked as a chopper down the first base side for strike number one. Let's take a look around the Carolina League at some scores that are happening as the Fredericksburg Nationals and Down East Ducks are just underway. Top of the first inning, a little delay down in Kingston, North Carolina. They were supposed to start at 7.05 p.m., but obviously Mother Nature didn't allow them to do so. The good news is that both teams are in action. We've had a great night so far here in Salem. 2-1 pitch to Meyer, and the changeup misses inside for ball three. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5-3. Mudcats now second in the North Division as a 3-1 fastball is outside for ball four, and Meyer is walked for the second time today. It's been some pretty good at-bats for Marcelo Meyer this series, but also the walks. It may not be the big stats that people look for in Marcelo Meyer, but it does show the maturity at the plate. And for two times today, Marcelo Meyer has come up. He's just stood there and only swung at the pitches in the zone, and he's been able to get some free passes. So now Blaze Jordan at the plate. He will slap the first one back towards the netting for strike one. Jordan also walked back in the first inning, which eventually loaded up the bases for Bonassi, Meyer, and Jordan. We'll see if Blaze is able to get his first hit and 2 days, as this is a blooper back towards first base, and the catch is made by Williams. Meyer back to the bag, so no double play made by the Fayetteville first baseman, but out number one of the inning does come here. That was a tough situation for Meyer. Hear the barrel on the ball. Was thinking about getting to the next base, but it was coming the way that he had to go. As he now takes off, great jump by Meyer. Here comes the throw, and it's not even going to be close. Molina was the one to cover up the bag, but he had to make an incredible effort to his left side to even make the catch to make sure this doesn't spit out towards center field. No tag made on the play, and Meyer goes feet first in the second into scoring position. That was an incredible jump by Meyer. Pitch hasn't even been fully delivered, as now the 1-0 will miss upstairs for ball two. Meyer works in the scoring position. The Red Sox have been fortunate to get a runner in scoring position in each inning of tonight's game and still do not have a base hit. That might change here for Tyler Miller. Here's the 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss on a 90-mile-per-hour fastball, and the count goes 2-1. Miller had two runs yesterday for the Red Sox, an RBI single, a 2-of-5 night for Salem. A 2-1 pitch from Uyola, and this will be low for ball three. Guillermo held onto it the entire time, hoping that he framed it well enough to get a strike two call, but now a hitter's pitch for Miller. Hitter's pitch to Miller, and this is cranked down the right field side. If it's fair, it might drive in a run, but it goes foul. Second time today that Miller has placed it down the foul lines, but just into foul territory. And a tough break for Miller once again, and that would have brought home Marcelo Meyer, but instead, the count goes 3-2. Other scores around the Carolina League, the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans tied up at one apiece in the bottom of the third inning. Delmarva leads Augusta 1-0 in the top of the fourth in Salisbury. Full count now for Tyler Miller. Here's the kick and the delivery, and this is popped up to our left side once again. Well, the hottest team in the Carolina League continues to have some success. The Charles River Dogs lead the Columbia Fireflies 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Full count now for Tyler Miller. Uyola takes a look at Meyer and now takes off towards third. This is lifted up down the left field side. If it drops, it will go foul. And once again, Marcelo Meyer with an incredible jump at second. If Uyola just wait about a second to get into the windup, he could have gunned it over to Tyler Whitaker to get the tag at third. With the steal earlier on in the inning, Marcelo Meyer picks up the 16th stolen base of the season. So we'll once again to the 3-2 count. It's the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Uyola takes a look at Meyer, kicks and deals, and this one is just low for ball four, and Uyola can hardly believe it. Once again, Bendy down at the mound. Was hoping to get that strike three call, and it never came. So Miller is walked the sixth time today. We have seen a Salem Red Sox batter get a free pass, and this looks like it will spell the end of the day for Uyola. Coming out to get it is the manager and Joe Thon. And the Fayetteville Woodpeckers will make their first call to the bullpen in the bottom of the third inning. Marcelo Meyer at second base. Tyler Miller at first base. The Salem Red Sox lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third with one out on the board. We'll get you the name and information of the new Fayetteville Woodpeckers pitcher when we come back. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jason Schroeder, the new pitcher in for the Woodpeckers with runners at first and second, as his first pitch to Daniel McIlvany is low and away for ball one. Last time up, the Salem catcher struck out swinging to close off the first inning of work. Has a chance to pick up even some more RBIs to start off his time in Salem. 1-0 pitch, a big swing and a miss. Jumping up behind the plate was Guillermo as he thought about throwing it down to Miller at first base. 1-0 is our lead, the Salem Red Sox ahead of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the bottom of the third. Here's the 1-1 pitch to McIlvany, and this one is low. Up off the backside of the plate, and a good block was made from the catcher of Guillermo. So looking at it during the break, Jason Schroeder's walk-to-strikeout ratio is not a pleasant one. He has walked 38 batters this season and has struck out 18 as a 2-1 pitch is inside for ball three. Seven walks from Uyola and only 2 1/3 innings of work. He got as just many outs and he walked batters in his outing. Hitter's pitch now for McIlvany, and he will take this one low for a called strike two. Just got the call, and Schroeder has a payoff pitch coming up against McIlvany. Schroeder is 0-3 this season, making his 22nd appearance in the bullpen for the Woodpeckers. He has an ERA of a 5.91. Here's the pitch, and this one misses well outside for ball four, and the bases are loaded for the Salem Red Sox. The eighth walk of the game going in the Salem Red Sox favor. And this is really going to help them out with that, looking at the amount of walks they've given up versus the amount of walks that opponents have given up. We look at the Fayetteville Woodpeckers side. They have given up 518 walks coming into today's game. So make that total 526 now. Opponents against them, 379 coming into today. Keir Meredith at the plate. First pitch above the letters for ball one. And this is a great chance for the Red Sox to open things up a bit. Only one out in the inning. You have Marcelo Meyer at third base. You have Tyler Miller at second. And you got Daniel McIlvany at first. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Meredith. And it's in the zone for a called strike one. Meredith struck out on a called strike three when he led off the second inning. 0-1 so far tonight as the 1-1 pitch is high and inside. And we go 2-1 on the count. Does not have a home run yet this season for the Red Sox, but he does have a batting average of a .246. 2-1 count to Meredith. He reaches out and will put this one into the outfield. It's a base hit. It drives home Meyer. Miller getting the sign. The tag at third will be in time to get McIlvany for the second out of the inning. But Keir Meredith with a 2-RBI double. Red Sox now lead 3-0 over the Woodpeckers. And RBI number 13 and 14 on the season for Keir Meredith. It's the first hit of the ball game, and it comes with the number 7 hitter in the second time through the order. But it's good enough for extra bases, and it now brings Brian Gonzalez up to bat. As now Meredith takes off towards third, the pitch is in there for a called strike one, and no play at third as Meredith slides in head first. Well, Gonzalez was one of the many Salem Red Sox batters that were walked in their first at-bat of the game. And here's the 0-1 pitch to Gonzalez. This misses low for ball one. A little bit more on Jason Schroeder. He has had 4 save opportunities this season, and he has converted on 3 of them. He has pitched 21 1/3 innings of work, where he has given up 16 hits and 14 earned runs. 1-1 count to Gonzalez, and this spikes in front of home plate, and Gonzalez puts the stop sign up for Meredith as Guillermo makes a good block behind the dish. 3-0 is our new score at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 2-RBI double by Keir Meredith puts the Red Sox up by 3. One of its more comfortable leads we have seen this week. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Gonzalez, and the slider misses away for ball three. Hitter's pitch for Gonzalez against Schroeder has the kick and the deal, and this one misses low and away for ball four. Gonzalez is now walked. It's the second time today that he's received a free pass, and he can make it now 9 walks given up by. So Carson Simas with runners on the corners for the Red Sox look to build on their 3-0 advantage. Looking at Jason Schroeder, he actually made it up to High A Quad City back in 2019 when he played for 3 different teams, but he went back and forth between Fayetteville and FCL last year as the first pitch to Simas goes low for ball one. So how did we get here? Well, Tyler Miller sacrificed fly in the bottom of the first inning. Gave the Red Sox their first run of the ball game, and then Keir Meredith comes with a 2-RBI double. Make it 3-0 Salem Red Sox. 1-0 pitch. Simas lifts his up towards center field. Cody Orr is going to come in hot to try to make the grab, and he does in stride with a third out of the inning. The Red Sox train 2 runners on the inning, but Meredith makes this a 3-0 ball game as he comes through with the double. It's 3-0 Salem. We're on to the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to the Salem Memorial Ballpark, where the Red Sox lead 3-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Angel Pistardo still on the mound pitching for the Salem Red Sox, fires a pitch low and away for ball one. He'll start off against Jose Alvarez. He will take the second pitch for a called strike one. 1-1 start to the night for Alvarez. Picked up a double back in the first inning. It'll go Alvarez, Williams, and Whitaker as Alvarez will foul off the 1-1 pitch, and the count goes to 1-2. Well, much better showing here from Salem through the first 3 innings of the ball game, and only 1 base hit but 3 runs compared to the 0 that they've given up. 1-2 pitch is on the way, and this one misses low and outside, and the count goes 2-2. Sort of a 1-2-3 inning for Pistardo back in the third as the 2-2 is grounded to the left side. Meyer gets it up and makes a good throw to Miller in time for the first out of the inning. So the Woodpeckers have used really big innings this week to get them into these games. We mentioned on Tuesday. They really pulled away with that five-run seventh inning as the first pitch to Justin Williams is slapped up the middle, and it goes through for a bit. So keep the streak going where the Fayetteville Woodpeckers have picked up a base hit in every inning played so far tonight, as Williams is the next man aboard, redeeming himself after striking out back in the first inning. So it's now Whitaker at the plate, and back to what I was saying, a five-run night on Tuesday that came in the seventh inning to help the Woodpeckers take the 8-4 final score. Meanwhile, yesterday, a pair of big innings as Whitaker swings and misses on the first pitch for strike one. Five-run top of the first inning, and then a three-run top of the seventh inning was all the Woodpeckers really needed to come away with that 8-6 victory on Wednesday night. Will they have a big inning tonight? We'll find out here. 0-1 pitch to Whitaker, and this drops low for ball one. They've been able to get runners aboard. Alvarez with a double back in the first. Molina with the single in the second. Hallmark with a single in the third. Now Williams with a single here in the fourth as the 1-1 pitch misses outside for ball two. Red Sox lead the Woodpeckers 3-0. And through the eight games so far that they've played between the Woodpeckers and the Red Sox here in 2022, they're an even 4-4 on the season series. 2-1 pitch on the way. This is a chopper towards Mile. Kirby 2. Toss over to Paulino for one. Fires over to Miller. They got both of them. A 6-4-3 double play. And the Red Sox turn their first double play of the night to get out of the fourth inning. It stays Salem 3, Fayetteville 0. When we come back, we have the top of the order of Paulino, Bonassi, and Meyer for the Red Sox. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. A 3-0 Red Sox lead over the Woodpeckers as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. It will go Paulino, Bonassi, and Meyer to start things off as we have once again on the mound, as we actually make a pitching change here, Valente Belloso will come to the mound and now pitch as his first is away, and this is the zone for called strike number one. Well, Belloso on the mound. We'll try to stop the bleeding here for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as they trail by three. As the 0-1 pitch is away to Paulino, high above the letters for ball one. 1-1 counts. And Paulino will shoot this foul down the left field side, and it will go for strike two. Belloso this year with two starts and now four appearances for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, an ERA of a 1.86 as the 1-2 pitch goes low for ball two. 9 2/3 innings of work. He has given up 7 base hits, 2 earned runs. He has walked 5 batters. He has struck out 10 on the season and has a batting average of 200. A 2-2 count for Edison Paulino. As Belozo will step, kick, and deliver, and the breaking ball gets him looking for a called strike 3. Good start tonight for Belozo. And he puts the leadoff batter away, and now we'll face Brandon Bonassi. But first, before we get that going, we're going to have a mound visit by the Fayetteville pitching coach and John Hovalik. 3-0 is our score. The Red Sox looking to snap a 5-game losing streak after losing the last 3 games up in Fredericksburg in our previous series, and then losses on Tuesday and Wednesday. So far, so good on this Thursday evening, as they have jumped out to a 3-0 lead. But we know when Fayetteville gets their offense rolling, they're a hard team to stop in the Carolina League. Here's the first pitch to Bonassi, and this one drops low. They can't get the call for ball one. We talked about on the broadcast yesterday, we were a little fearful what the weather could bring us tonight, but it's been a gorgeous night for baseball, as the 1-0 pitch to Bonassi is in there for a called strike one. Bonassi tonight has a walk and a strikeout, so 0-1 for the number 2 hitter in the order for the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch from Belozo, and this will be a chopper by Bonassi. It will stay fair, gloved up by Williams, and he'll touch it out of the inning. Well, here's something Woodpeckers fans haven't been able to hear yet all day. It's 2-2 two down to start off the 4th inning. And now Marcelo Meyer will come up with the base paths clear with 2 away. Red Sox up by 3. Meyer already making an impact today with 2 walks in his first 2 plate appearances. Here's the first pitch to Meyer, a big swing on a breaking ball, and it misses for strike 1. Well, Fayetteville in this game have sort of been the good team, but they just have walked way too many batters. As the 0-1 pitch to Meyer misses low for ball one. You can talk about situational hitting. Keir Meredith able to come through with a 2-RBI double, which has been pretty much the turning point of this matchup. But 4 hits for the Woodpeckers compared to the Red Sox 1. They've been able to get runners aboard, but they haven't been much to moving them, as the 1-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball two. But you can't take the credit away from Salem, because they've been walked 9 times already today. Most in team history, 14 in an extra inning ball game. 2-1 pitch to Meyer. This is a chopper towards the left side. Backhand set made from Molina. Throw over to first, and they get the runner. What a play by Molina. His body was going one way. He had to throw it the other direction, and it gets it across the diamond in time to first to get out Marcelo Meyer. So a 1-2-3 inning here in the 4th inning. Angel Pichardo is going to come out for another end of work and try to keep this one at a 3-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, a Salem Red Sox 3-0 edge as the first pitch goes low for ball one to Victor Mascai. The 6-7-8 part of the order for the Woodpeckers will be led off by the Vaithville designated hitter who popped up last time to Keir Meredith as the 1-0 pitch is in the zone for a called strike number one. So we'll be followed by Molina and Rivas here in the fifth. Here's the 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss for strike two. Pretty good night for Bastardo. He's only allowed four base hits through the first four innings of work. And we do some quick math on the strikeouts for Bastardo. Furthest that he's let a runner go as far as second today. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Mascai, and it's just outside for ball two. Try to get it with the changeup. Become a 2-2 count. Here's Bastardo, the kick and the deal, and this will be a chopper that rolls foul right over by the man on deck. And leaves that Dandy Molina. So we'll redo the 2-2 count. Base paths clear with nobody away. Here's the pitch. It goes upstairs, and the count works to 3-2. Red Sox bullpen getting warmed up. Pretty good showing from them last night. Bautista, Brian Lucas, and Blake Lubier. Pretty sharp at times. Lucas getting the losing decision, though. His first decision as a Salem Red Sox. 3-2 pitch, and this one misses low and inside for ball four. And Bastardo walks the leadoff batter in Mascai. That's the first time that Bastardo has given a free pass to a Woodpecker batter. That one just missing inside as you get to see there. McElveny trying to locate it on that outside corner. But never got the call from Trey Jester. So we move down to Leo's Dandy Molina, who had a base hit in his first at-bat, a single in the second. First pitch, though, is upstairs for ball one. Bastardo has now thrown 58 pitches today, 33 of them being strikes, 25 of them missing away. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Molina, and that's in the zone at 95 miles per hour for strike one. Still showcasing that heat in the top of the fifth inning. So the count reads 1-1. Here is the pitch, the check swing, and Trey Jester said he went for strike two. No appeal necessary to Peter Schwartz. Trey Jester has got it covered. Little lead at first base for Mascai, who got on with the walk. 1-2 pitch, Molina, right side, Bonassi gloves it, throws it back for Meyer to one, spins at the bag, and fires it to Miller for two. Back-to-back innings with a double play. This one as a and Mascai and Molina are both retired. Spin away from Bonassi, had to make a throw to second, and Meyer showcasing how much time he really had to bag. Then a nice little 360 spin and gunned it down to Miller in time for the second out of the inning. So we move down to Rainer Rivas, who will swing on the breaking ball and miss it for strike one. Well, this is something that Salem has not really shown in the first two games of the series as Rivas swings and misses for strike two. Getting out of these innings with these or situations with big double plays, it helps out the pitchers as well, as Bastardo surely has to be happy. Rivas calls for time at the plate. A 3-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. An 0-2 count here for Rivas as they're trying to put an end to the inning. Here's the pitch to Rivas, and that's just above the zone for ball one. Woodpeckers' bats have been great in the first two games. Pretty good here so far, just haven't got any runs, but they won't have it here in the fifth as Rivas swings and misses for strike three. Bastardo gets punch out number five on the night, and it stays a 3-0 Salem Red Sox lead.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Salem Red Sox lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-0 as the middle of the order will be due up for the Red Sox here in the fifth. Blaze Jordan, Tyler Miller, and Daniel Michelvanni. Blaze Jordan on the first pitch pops his up down the right field side, and it makes its way into the seats. Well, the Red Sox using big work in the odd number inning tonight. You get one run in the first, two in the third. We'll see what happens here in the fifth as the 0-1 pitch misses upstairs for ball one. As they reach the midway point in tonight's game, Red Sox looking in a pretty good position right now. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Jordan, and it's in there for a called strike two. Red Sox trying to snap off of their little slump that they've been dealing with these last few weeks. As the 1-2 pitch will be sent down the right field side into the seats, it goes yet again. Blaze Jordan so far today is 0-1. He popped one up to the first baseman, Justin Williams, earlier in the contest. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this is popped up down the right field side. And once again, a souvenir given out by up in section 303. Belozo still on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Did a great job back in the fourth with starting off his night with a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jordan, and this misses low for ball two. Definitely into the evening time now at Salem. Sun has pretty much set here at the ballpark. The lights are turned on. And another wonderful summer night here in Salem. 2-2 pitch to Jordan. This is raked down the left field line. This one's hooking, and it's fair. It bounces off the wall, and Jordan will have an extra base hit as he comes in for a stand-up double. Just to the right of that yellow line out in left field, and Blaze Jordan comes through with his first base hit of the night. Check this one out again. Don't know if we caught it or not, but boom, right there on the line at the 325 sign. And now it appears that the Fayetteville manager and Joe Thon is going to come over and talk about it with the home plate umpire of Trey Jester. So now Perry Schwartz and Trey Jester are going to talk about this for a bit, of saying whether that ball was fair or foul. Might be a big turning point in the action, as it could be either a stand-up double for Blaze Jordan to get Tyler Miller at bats, or it will be a foul ball. And they're going to say that it was fair. Now, manager Joe Thon might not think that's the right call, as he'll continue to have a conversation with Trey Jester. From our vantage point, it looked like it jumped right to the right of that yellow vertical line out in left field. 325 is our distance to that wall, and it banged right off the lower third of it. We'll check out the replay one more time here. Slow it down for you as well. Hot shot down the line, and maybe not. Maybe it just was to the left. And, I mean, Joe Thon's vantage point is from the first base dugout straight on. So we'll see if this is going to be a break, lucky break for the Salem Red Sox, as they try to extend their 3-0 lead. So it goes down as a double for Blaze Jordan. And now Tyler Miller is at the plate. First pitch, hard hit grounder to the right side. It's scooped on up by Hallmark, and a throw to Williams is in time for the first out of the inning. I know they don't say that baseball is a game of inches. That one is pretty much on the football side, but the inches that Blaze Jordan may have just gotten there could play a big difference for the remainder of tonight's game. He gets into third base on the fielder's choice. And now Daniel Michelvanni will have a chance to drive in another run. First pitch is low for in the zone, though, for a called strike one. A sacrifice fly on Tuesday night. Did so again on Wednesday night. And he has a chance here driving in his third RBI of the week. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Apologies, it's actually an 0-1 pitch, but that misses low for ball one. So the count is now even at one ball and one strike. Here's the pitch, Bumbeloso, and that is in there for a called strike. Scoreboard says 2-1. And now Trey Jester indicating it is a 1-2 count. And here's the pitch from Bellozzo. Machiavelli will rake this deep out towards left center field, moving back, and it will come off the wall. The first base hit is a Salem Red Sox for Daniel Machiavelli. Will score Blaze Jordan, and it makes it a 4-0 contest. The second double of the inning, and this time Mick Ilvaney just sent this one out deep and almost flirted with going over the wall for a second there from the sound of the impact that came off the barrel. He's into second, and he has his first Salem base hit, and it's a big one as it makes it a 4-0 ball game. So Keir Meredith at the plate. He has a runner at second with one away in the frame. Bellozzo's pitch is in there for a called strike one. First double for Mick Ilvaney. And into second, where he probably feels really comfortable. I mean, he's had on-base appearances so far this week for the Red Sox, as Meredith will swing and miss on the 0-1 pitch, and the count goes 0-2. Talked with the Salem catcher earlier today at batting practice and was excited to be here in Salem and play alongside so many of the players that he was drafted with, as Keir Meredith will swing and miss for strike three. And Meredith is retired for the second time today at the plate. And now Brian Gonzalez will come down. Well, Machiavelli surely feels at home now, as he has as many RBIs as games played for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch to Gonzalez is low for ball one. And it's always great to see the fresh faces come into Salem and bring a great amount of energy that can help this team out through some sluggish times. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This hips in front of home plate for ball two. And Gonzalez sitting comfortably in the at-bat. Gonzalez with a couple of on-base appearances today. A walk in the second as well as in the third. One of those names and faces that have brought a good amount of unmatched energy for this Red Sox team, as the 2-0 pitch is low for ball three. Another good block by the Salem up 4-0 on Fayetteville. Their largest lead of the week. Prior to tonight, it was one run. That's how much Fayetteville has come into Southwest Virginia and have really dominated this Red Sox crew. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Gonzalez, and this misses low for ball four. And for the third straight time tonight, Gonzalez will toss the barrel, rip off the shin guards, and get a free pass down to first. It's already been a successful inning for the Red Sox, but they look to be in store for a little bit more chaos as we have Carson Simas coming to the plate. You have runners at first and second for the Red Sox, and the first pitch to Simas will miss low for ball one. So far tonight, Simas is 0-2, lined out towards Molina in his first at-bat, and then popped it up to Cody Orr back in the third, which brought an end to a two-run third inning, as Simas puts this one on the ground. Backhand play by Molina, and he goes for third for the force out as Whitaker makes the catch for out number three. But the Salem Red Sox are able to extend their lead thanks to the new kid on the block. Daniel McIlvaney, with a double out towards left center field, scores Blaze Jordan. And with this 4-0 edge, let's keep Angel Pastrato in for another inning of work for the Red Sox. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 4-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox. And once again, they find a way to extend their lead, this time by a double by Daniel McIlvany in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Well, this doesn't happen often, but the Salem Red Sox starter will pitch here in the sixth inning. Angel Bastardo back out for another inning of work as he fires a pitch low and away for ball one. 65 pitches thrown going into this inning as he fires a high heater that is foul tipped by the leadoff batter and Freddie Guillermo. 9-1-2 part of the order for the Woodpeckers, and here's the 1-1 pitch, a fastball upstairs, and the count goes 2-1. So Red Sox enjoying a 4-0 advantage, and just taking a look at the Carolina League scoreboard, it's pretty good right now if you're also trying to chase the Nationals as the 2-1 pitch misses low for ball three. Down East leads Fredericksburg 3-0. That game is a little behind schedule. Bottom of the fourth inning, though, and the Ducks with two runners on the base path. And Red Sox trying to catch up to the Nationals in these last few weeks. 3-1 pitch on the way to Guillermo, and it's foul tipped into the glove for strike two. After we see Guillermo at the plate, we'll have the top of the order with Jackson Hallmark and Cody Orr. It appears that the Fayetteville catcher had some time and rubbed it out, and now he's ready to go back in the batter's box. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Guillermo, a chopper to the third base side. Jordan can't scoop it up cleanly. It ricochets back towards the middle of the infield, and Guillermo will be safely in at first. Most likely going to go as an error against Blaze Jordan. And as you check out the replay here on MILB.TV, it was a nice hustle by Jordan, but the scoop wasn't as clean as he wanted it to be. And now it officially is ruled as an E5 against Jordan. But with the Woodpeckers being down 4-0, I believe they will just take any base runners that can get in the process. And with the top of the order coming up, this might be their opportunity. Jackson Hallmark, 1-2 tonight, will watch the first pitch miss upstairs for ball one. This also gives us an opportunity to check out the Boston Red Sox organization across the minor leagues, as all four teams in action tonight, as the first pitch on the way is actually inside for ball two. Apologies on talking about Jackson Hallmark. Instead, it is Ramirez who is at the plate. Yoraz Ramirez pinch hitting for Jackson Hallmark as the 2-0 is in there for a called strike one. Saw the two and I figured it was Hallmark at the plate, but then I realized I just wasn't seeing double. It was actually number 22. So the 193 hitter with a 2-1 count and the fastball high and inside at 93, and Ramirez ducking and covering from a fastball driving inside. Checking around the Boston Red Sox organization in minor league baseball, the Worcester Red Sox have really turned it around. On this Thursday night, they lead 10-0 over the Durham Bulls. As a 3-1 pitch is on the way, and Ramirez will foul this one straight back. Now, I don't want to jinx their crew up there, so I'm not going to say it, but there is a good amount of zeros across the scoreboard from the Durham Bulls' perspective. A 10-0 lead for Worcester at the time being. 3-2 pitch to Ramirez, and it's just above the zone for ball four. So Freddie Guillermo starts off the inning by getting on with the Blaze Jordan air. And then Angel Bastardo walks the pinch hitter, Yoraz Ramirez. And that's all that Bastardo will get for the rest of the night. Luke Mons will make his way out towards the mound and retrieve the baseball. A good start to the inning for the Woodpeckers. They get the first two batters aboard as Bastardo will receive a standing ovation as he exits the ballgame. And it's going to be now time for the Salem Red Sox bullpen to get into the action and try to keep this a 4-0 ball game. Christopher Troy is the latest man out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 4-0 Red Sox lead, but that one might be in a little bit of jeopardy as Cody Orr comes to the plate with runners at first and second, and Christopher Choi finds a first pitch strike at 92 miles per hour. So Angel Bastardo's day comes to a close, and it was pretty much a brilliant performance for Bastardo. He only walked two batters on the night. He struck out five as well, and now the 0-1 pitch on the way to Cody Orr is upstairs for ball one. So now it'll be time for the bullpen to get to work. And last night they had their moments. Tuesday was a rough show from the pen as the 1-1 pitch to Cody Orr is popped up and it will go towards our right side for strike two. Well, Christopher Choi is the first man on the mound today for the Salem Red Sox. And on the season, Choi has made 15 appearances for the Salem Red Sox prior to tonight. Has a 1-2 win-loss record with an ERA of an 8.15 as Orr will slap the 1-2 pitch foul straight back at the edge of the barrel on the way towards the backstop. A little bit more about Christopher Choi. 17 2/3 innings of work where he's allowed 11 base hits, 16 earned runs. He has walked 18 batters this season and has struck out 30. 1-2 pitch to Cody Orr. It swung on a miss for strike three. And Choi gets the first out of the sixth inning. Choi, he brings the heat out of the bullpen. 96, 97 mile per hour pitches can come from the right hand of number 36 of the Red Sox. You know what's actually a pretty good stat about Choi is that opponent's batting average of a 175. As you see Alvarez drive the first pitch of the at-bat into the screen for strike one. 4-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Freddie Guillermo got on with the Blaze Jordan fielding error. He stands at second, while Yuriz Ramirez, who pinch hit for Jackson Hallmark, get on with the walk at first. This is lifted out to shallow right center field. Gonzalez coming in, but Bonassi makes his way out and makes the grab for the second out of the inning. That was falling in that dangerous no-man land. And I was wondering if Gonzalez is going to make the effort out towards shallow right center field. But instead, it was Paulino who made the catch in stride for the second out of the inning. So what looked like a good start for the Woodpeckers in the sixth inning sort of now fluttered a bit after back-to-back outs by Christopher Choi and company. As the first pitch from number 36 of the Red Sox is low and away for ball one. Justin Williams is the new man at the plate. A 1-2 night. He singled back in the fourth inning after striking out swinging in the first. Count reads 1-0, two away. Here's the pitch, and Williams will chop this one foul behind the plate. Before we stepped aside, we were giving you a rundown of the Boston Red Sox organization score update. In the AA, Portland Sea Dogs, they are defeated for the third straight time as the Erie Seawolves take a 3-1 over Portland as the 1-1 pitch is fired back by the on-deck circle of the Woodpeckers, and the count goes 1-2. We'll talk about more of these teams later on in the broadcast, but the Rome Braves lead the Greenfield Drive 4-3, game in the middle of the seventh, hoping that the Drive are able to win of the week. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Choi. Is it in there? It is not. It's ball two as it misses just upstairs. Williams started the process of his swing, but he held back, and the count's even at 2-2. Well, a deuces wild opportunity as Williams goes on the check swing. It's a drop third strike as Machiavelli will throw it down to Miller and make the tag in time for the third out of the inning. So Choi comes in, gets two punch outs, and he keeps his a 4-0 Salem Red Sox lead. So when we come back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, we will once again have the top of the order of Edison Paulino, Brandon Bonassi, and Marcelo Meyer. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 4-0 lead for the home side in Salem as Paulino fouls off the first pitch by the first base dugout for strike one. So we have a defensive change now. It is no longer going to be Jackson Hallmark at second base. Instead, Yoriz Ramirez is the new man at the second base spot. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Paulino. A swing and a miss on the breaker. And now the leadoff batter for the Red Sox is down 0-2 in the hole. Speaking about 0-2, that's the night that Paulino has put up so far. Grounded out in the first and struck out looking in the fourth. 0-2 pitch, and the changeup's just upstairs. And Belozo can hardly believe it as he started his strikeout stride, but instead it was just ball one. Count is at one ball and two strikes. Here's the kick and the delivery from Belozo. Paulino in the check swing. DePeele said that he goes. So Guillermo will just tag Edison Paulino with the baseball in hand for the strikeout for Belozo and the first out of the inning. Let's check it out again on the replay. And that is a 50-50 call, and Paulino didn't think he went on the check swing, but our base path empire of Perry Schwartz was at a great spot to make that call. So one out in the inning, and Bringer Bonassi, the designated hitter, swings on the first pitch and misses for strike one. Belozo with that strikeout now has three punchouts on the day for the Woodpeckers staff. 2 1/3 innings of work. And here's the 0-1 pitch. It misses above eye level for ball one. So one ball and one strike for Brandon Bonassi, hitting .264 on the season. Picked up a pair of RBIs in last week's series against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and it's upstairs for ball two. In the first inning, when he was walked in his very first at-bat, but since then he has struck out looking in the second and grounded out towards first. Back in the fourth, here's the 2-1 pitch to Bonassi. This is shot opposite side, and it will roll up the netting on the third base side, and the count is 2-2. Looking at this Vaudeville crew, they only have two pitchers that can fire with their left hands, as the 2-2 pitch to Bonassi is in there for a strike number three, and Belozo has two strikeouts to start off the six, two up and two down. Reason I was mentioning that was because we've seen Bringer Bonassi all series long take at-bats in the left-handed batter's box. But unfortunately for him, it hasn't been the most successful day from the left side of the plate, as he is now 0-3. Marcelo Meyer with two outs will now come up to the plate with the base paths empty. As here's the pitch to Meyer, it's above eye level for ball one. Meyer pretty successful with on-base appearances today. He's 0-1 after grounding out to the shortstop Molina back in the fourth inning, but he was walked in the first and in the third. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Meyer, a big swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-1. His OPS at a .907, and the reason being he has collected some extra base hits in the series. A home run on Tuesday, a double on Wednesday, as Meyer swings at the 1-1, and he misses it for strike two. Well, the Woodpeckers bullpen has sort of kept this Vaudeville team in reach of Salem. And it might be another good 1-2-3 inning as the pitch is fired by Belozo at 88 miles per hour, up and away for ball two. Juice is wild now for Marcelo Meyer. Low hitting game, only 7 base hits for each side. Woodpeckers with 4, the Red Sox with 3. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Meyer, and this is sent foul down the third base side. A rocket into the general admission seating onto the left of us. Infield sort of shifted to the right. Tyler Whitaker playing closer to short than at third as Meyer reaches out as a slow roller on the third base side. Belozo fires it over to first, and Williams is pulled off the bag, and Meyer is in safe. Just mentioned how that infield was shifted to the right side. It was a slow roller that stayed fair, and it was a hustle for the pitcher, almost losing his footing, but he's still able to fire one on line to first base. But it was just a little bit too short, which caused Williams to have to come off the base to make the grab and not make sure that it got through him. Looks as if they're going to count that as a base hit here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So Meyer collects his first base hit of the day. So that brings up Blaze Jordan, who doubled his last time up. And on the first pitch, it's a fastball that misses low and inside for ball one. So Meyer makes it three straight days with the base hit for the Salem Red Sox. It's his third on-base appearance. Meanwhile, Jordan is trying to get his third as well. A 1-0 count to Jordan. Pitches away, and this is fouled over the screen towards our right for strike one. Jordan also walked in his first at-bat of the game and then popped one up to the first baseman of Justin Williams before hitting a laser down the left field line, which just went fair of the foul line. 1-1 pitch to Jordan. He will sit on one as it misses low and outside for ball two. Jordan now with the team best 53 RBIs this season for the Salem Red Sox. And here's the 2-1 from Jordan. A fastball upstairs for ball three. Not really in an RBI situation for Blaze Jordan, with only a runner at first base, but he does have 8 home runs this season, so he does have the power to change things up. And you know, on contact, Meyer's good to go. 3-1 pitch. Jordan pops this up. This will be well foul as it makes its way into the concourse seating here at Santa Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox rocking the Salem Beermongers jersey tonight, and it's brought them some success, a 4-0 lead over the Woodpeckers. A 3-2 pitch to Jordan, and this misses low and away for ball four. So Jordan now has 2 walks and a base hit, just like Marcelo Meyer has on the night. And we now drop down the order to Tyler Miller. A chance here for the Red Sox to build on their 4-run lead, as they have Marcelo Meyer in scoring position and Blaze Jordan at first. Beloza takes a look at Meyer at second and fires away at the first pitch, a fastball upstairs that Miller didn't bite on for ball one. Good crowd tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Obviously, looking ahead in the forecast, you think to yourself, if I'm going to come out for a game this week, I might try to go out for the one that doesn't have the 60-plus percent chance of rain. A 1-0 pitch to Miller, drops into the zone for a called strike one. Sort of weird talking about earlier on, it's the 51st home game of the season. We're starting back in April when it was cold. And remember that first doubleheader we had, folks, against the Lynchburg Hillcats? It was a wintry mix as Miller blasts down the right field line. If it's fair, it can do damage, but it's once again foul. Miller has cranked it in almost every at-bat tonight, but for some reason, the baseball just has a gravitational pull to foul territory because Miller just cannot buy a base hit when he smokes it down the line. First at-bat, he went down the left field side. It went foul. Second at-bat, it went down the right field side, landed foul, and it does so here in his fourth plate appearance. Well, with that foul ball, the count turns to 1-2 for Miller. Beloza steps in, and Miller will pop this one up. Should be playable for the middle infield of Fayetteville. And Molina calls off the second baseman Ramirez and makes the grab for the third out of the inning. So we're through 6 at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox have stranded 2 base runners in the bottom half of the ballgame. The Salem Red Sox lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and it appears for the time being that Christopher Choi, this night has come to an end. So we'll have a new pitcher join the game for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information when we come back to the ballpark. welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, where the Salem Red Sox lead the Vaudeville Woodpeckers by the score of 4-0. For the Woodpeckers here in the seventh inning, they will go 5-6-7 as Tyler Whitaker takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. New pitcher on the mound today for the Salem Red Sox. He fires one low for ball two. Now, Cruz did spend a little time up here at Salem, and he pitched a whole 1 1/3 innings of work as Whitaker fouls the 2-0 pitch back to the press box just to the right of us. He gave up one base hit and three earned runs in that inning while also walking five batters. And after that performance, he went down to the FCL as the 2-1 pitch is fouled down the first base side and into the seats it goes as the count goes 2-2. But Cruz played pretty well with the FCL Red Sox, making 8 appearances, 7 starts, 17 and 2/3 innings of work, where he gave up 11 hits, 5 earned runs, walking only 12 batters, and striking out 19. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Whitaker, and it misses low for ball 3. So we're happy to have that Daniel Cruz back with us here in Salem, and we hope that we're able to put that 20.25 ERA behind him as the 3-2 pitch gets him looking on the bottom half of the zone for a called strike 3. And welcome back to Salem, Cruz. He starts off his second time at the Red Sox, getting one above the knees for a called strike 3. So now Victor Mascai is the next guy up at the plate for the Vaudeville Woodpeckers. DH tonight as the first pitch misses the zone for ball 1. I've seen a good amount of pitchers drop down to the FCL this season as the 1-0 misses low for ball 2. Something coming to mind, Nate Tellier, as well as, well, Nathaniel Cruz being one of them, Johnny Felix as well. Been checking in with them, and they've been doing pretty good down in Fort Myers as the 2-0 pitch is down the middle for a called strike 1. We've also gotten to see a few pitchers make the jump up to Greenville, including one today as the 2-1 pitch misses low and inside for ball 3. Maceo Campbell, right-handed pitcher, wearing number 23 for the Salem Red Sox, made the promotion up to the Greenville drive. As a 3-1 pitch on the way to Mascai, it's a hitter's pitch, but he takes a swing at it and puts a dribbler to Edison Paulino, who then throws him out for the second out of the inning. So not only Maceo Campbell gets a jump up, but Jose Garcia is also. We congratulate both of them very much on their recent promotions to the high A level in the Boston Red Sox organization. And we wish them the best, and maybe we'll cross paths again with them here in Salem. So now Leo's Danny Molina at the plate, and the first pitch will miss the zone for ball 1. 1-2 night so far for Molina. Started things off with a single in the second, but grounded out into a double play his last time up. The 1-0 pitch right down the middle at 88 miles per hour for the strike 1 call. Even count with 2 away, nobody on the base pass as the 1-1 pitch to Molina is in there for a called strike 2. 4-0 ball game. It's the Red Sox ahead of the Woodpeckers, trying to snap their 5-game losing streak. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Molina will put this one out towards right center field. Simas diving attempt, and he makes the grab. What a catch by Carson Simas. He covered the gap and made a spectacular web jump play to close off the top of the seventh. It stays Red Sox 4, Woodpecker 0. Bottom of the seventh up next. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the seventh inning as Daniel Machiavelli will lead off the inning by taking the first pitch for strike one. Valente Belozo out for another inning of work for this Woodpeckers crew. Three innings of work where he's been able to collect four punch-outs throughout the night as the 0-1 pitch misses low for ball one. We'll have Mick Elvaney, Keir Meredith, and Brian Gonzalez all to bat here in the seventh. 1-1 pitch, and this misses low for ball two, and the count works at 2-1. Well, we were just talking about some of the players that recently got promoted to the Greenville Drive. And that brings our total to now nine players that have made the jump from the Salem Red Sox to the Greenville Drive. 2-1 pitch drops in the zone for a called strike two. I already written them out today, but I had a mental math add the other two to their name because of the recent promotions of Maceo Campbell and Jose Garcia. 2-2 pitch to Machiavelli, and this one misses upstairs for ball three. By the way, the Salem catcher tonight is one of two. Has back-to-back on-base appearances with the walk in the third and a double in the fifth. In a payoff pitch situation with a 3-2 count coming the way, and he will lift this one up. It will go over the inning and go foul. Our first promotion that we had was right-handed pitcher Jacob Webb, who made the jump up to Greenville about 2 months ago, back on June 14th. Since then, 11 appearances with the drive, a 1-0 win-loss record. Here comes a 3-2 by Matt Gildaney, and it's into the glove of Guillermo for the strikeout. So Keir Meredith, who really has to be thankful for the amount of, well, Salem should be thankful for him for what he did back in that third inning, two RBI double. As it's sandwiched in between a pair of strikeouts tonight for Meredith as he takes the first pitch low for ball one. But more on Jacob Webb, 14 1/3 innings of work, allowing 14 hits and 8 earned runs. An ERA just above 5 at a 5.02 as Keir Meredith will swing and miss for strike one. 23-6 strikeout to walk ratio and save opportunities, a perfect 2 of 2. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Meredith, and the breaker is in the zone for a called strike two. Meanwhile, that started a wave of recent promotions. Nico Cavades moving up on June 24th, and, I mean, he continues to tear it up in Greenville. 1-2 pitch to Meredith, a swing and a miss. It's into the glove of Guillermo, and it's back-to-back swinging strikeouts for Belozo. So now six punch-outs for the relief pitcher of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and we'll now have Brian Gonzalez with nobody on and two outs in the inning. 4-0 ball game. Salem leads Fayetteville here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And Brian Gonzalez today has been excellent getting on base. And this one is a hot shot up the middle. Backhanded glove made by Ramirez. And the throw to first is in time. So Gonzalez was able to get three walks to start off the contest. But he grounds out in his fourth plate appearance. And it's a 1-2-3 inning from the Woodpeckers right-handed pitcher and Belozo. Nathaniel Cruz will go out for another inning of work. It stays Salem 4, Fayetteville 0. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. It is the top of the eighth inning, and it's a 4-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's the 8-9-1 part of the order for this Woodpecker side, and they're going to need some offense as they have yet to score a run today as Rainer Rivas will watch the first pitch go in the zone for a called strike one. It'll be Rivas, Guillermo, and then Ramirez here in the eighth. Cruz fires the 0-1 pitch. Well hit ball. Nice backhanded snatch by Miller off the bounce. And he'll do the work himself as he touches first for the out number one. Well, as we were continuing to look at our 2022 Salem Red Sox alumni, we're talking about what Nico Gavadas has done for the Salem Red Sox. So we check out the replay here on MILB.TV. A nice bounce into the glove. And Miller does the work to get the first out of the inning. So now Freddie Guillermo will swing at the first pitch. Bouncer to Blaze Jordan. Backhand side. Throw over to first. Right into the glove of Miller for out number two. So pretty efficient work so far for the Red Sox defense. You got the first corner infielder and Miller making a nice backhanded play. And now you have Blaze Jordan. So top of the order we go as it's now Yuris Ramirez making the second at-bat of the day. First pitch is a swing and a miss. For strike one, he was walked back in the sixth inning for this Fayetteville side. Well, Cavadas has made 26 appearances this season for the Greenville Drive. A 321 batting average as Ramirez rips this over Marcelo Meyer's head out towards left field. And Ramirez, who has pinched hit for Jackson Hallmark, got the walk in his first at-bat, now comes away with a two-out single. So the inning continues for the Woodpeckers, and it's now time for Cody Orr, who is 0 of 3 today. 0 of 5 yesterday, left 7 base runners on base. So trying to not grow that number up, especially for the week, and this at-bat. A swing and a miss for strike one for Orr. A big thing about Cavadas' game has been his OBP as well. He's almost reached on about one of every two of his at-bats, his OBP. As a 487, as OPS as a 1.189. As Cody Orr blasts this deep out towards left center field, Meredith moving to his left, and he squeezes the glove to make the catch for out number three. The Woodpeckers strand one base runner at the top of the eighth inning, and the Salem Red Sox will have one last shot to build some insurance on their 4-0 lead. It's time for Sweet Caroline at the ballpark. And when we come back, the Red Sox will have Simas, Paulino, and Bonassi all due up. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Casey Ford, the new pitcher in for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Carson Simas, Edison Paulino, and Brayer Bonassi all to bats for the Salem Red Sox. As they have a 4-0 lead, they're looking to try to stay on top of this Fayetteville side and might as well try to extend the lead a bit here as well. First pitch to Carson Seamus misses low for ball one. And Casey Ford is already making a second appearance against the Salem Red Sox this series. Had two innings of work back on Tuesday where he allowed only two base hits, no earned runs, and strike out one batter. As the 1-0 pitch misses on the outside for ball two. Seamus today is 0-3, and now he might go 1-4. Scoop and a throw over to Williams in time for the first out of the inning. So we talked about a little bit of Jacob Webb and what he's been able to do at Greenville and Gavadas as well with his 10 home runs and 24 RBIs. But now we see other people making an impact. Jumped up with Nico Gavadas was Nathan Hickey, the catcher, who has made 15 appearances, has a batting average of a 275 for the drive with an OBP of a 387 as the first pitch to Paulino is low for ball one. OPS is up there as well with an 877. He's got five doubles and two home runs to his name with nine RBIs. A 1-0 count coming up for Edison Paulino as Ford will kick and deal, and this one misses upstairs for ball two. Meanwhile, right-handed pitcher Joey Stock made the jump up on July the 3rd. Six appearances for Stock, a 2-1 win-loss record, 11 innings of work where he allowed nine base hits and four earned runs. ERA of a 3.27 for the Minnesota native as the 2-0 pitch to Paulino is a called strike one on the outside half. A 2-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio with 12 punch-outs and six base on balls. And he's 0-1 on the save opportunities this year for the drive. 2-1 count for Edison Paulino. He's the kick and deal from Ford. This one slapped up the middle, and it gets through for a base hit. And Edison Paulino, in the bottom of the eighth inning, gets his first hit of the ball game. It's a one-out single, and now Brian Bonassi looks to join Paulino in with base hits as he makes his way down towards the plate. After Stock got pulled on July 3rd, the very next day, Phillip Sykes got the bump up to Greenville. He's made 19 appearances with the drive, a batting average of a 304. He has looked sharp at the high A level, a 380 on base percentage as well. Ford's first pitch to Brian Bonassi will be in the zone for a called strike one off a 79-mile-per-hour breaker. Sykes' OPS is a 1.003, so right on point, which if you're hitting at that level, you're seriously raking for your side. 0-1 pitch to Bonassi. Fastball misses up and away, and the count's even at 1-1. Sykes with five doubles, a triple, and five home runs. He has 14 RBIs for Greenville, and he just continues to showcase his bat at all levels. 1-1 pitch to Bonassi. Fastball is just low at 95, and the count goes to 2-1. Meanwhile, 2 days after that, right-handed pitcher Tyler Uberstein made the call up to Greenville. Four starts for the former Northwestern pitcher. A 1-1 win-loss record for Uberstein. And here's the 2-1 pitch to Bonassi. Slapped up the middle, and this gets through for a base hit. A 1-2 part of the order, picking up their first base hits of the ball game. As Paulino got on with one, and Bonassi follows with one pretty much down the same avenue out into center field. So Marcelo Meyer is put into a great position here for the Salem Red Sox with runners at first and second. Has a single in today's game with a slow roller back in the sixth inning. Got him his first base hit of the day. 3-4. On-base appearances today for the Red Sox. Here's the first pitch by Ford, and Meyer watches the whole way as it breaks in at 79 miles per hour for the called strike one. But a little bit more on Uberstein with that 1-1 win-loss record. He's pitched 19 and two-thirds innings of work where he has allowed 14 hits and seven earned runs. An ERA of a 3.20. Both runners take off. Here's the throw down to third, and it makes its way out to left field. Paulino jumps up, and he comes home. It's Salem 5. It's Fayetteville 0. And an aggressive base running opportunities by Luke Mons and the Salem Red Sox allow Paulino and Bonassi both to move closer towards home, and it gives Salem a five-run cushion. Just a missed throw down the third base line, and Guillambo just let it hop right in front of Tyler Whitaker. Wasn't the most solid throw. The pitch was a ball, so the count's 1-1 for Meyer. And here's the delivery. It's a called strike two on the outside half. So good break in the action there for the Salem Red Sox. They get something going in their favor to make it a 5-0 lead off a throwing error by Guillermo. Meyer down 1-2 in the count, though, with Bonassi at second. Here's the pitch to Meyer, and it's fouled back towards the screen. Paulino takes his 21st stolen base of the season. Bonassi now with 20. Paulino doesn't get credited with the 22nd stolen base towards home. Instead, the throwing error goes against Guillermo. The first throwing error of the day for the Woodpeckers. 1-2 count for Marcelo Meyer. Bonassi in scoring position at second. A long look by Ford. Here's the pitch. Meyer slaps this down the third base side, and it heads into the seats. So Uberstein is getting those starts up at the Greenville level, which is great to see. Webb and Stock continue to be a good part of the bullpen. Uberstein's strikeout to walk ratio is also pretty solid, a 24-8 strikeout to walk ratio, a 3.20 ERA. 1-2 pitch up to Meyer, and this spikes in front of home, and Guillermo takes off the face mask, throws it down the third. Better throw, but still unable to get Bringer Bonassi, who slides in safe. And now the designated hitter for the Red Sox is 90 feet away from making this a 6-0 ball game. Woodpecker infield will collapse as the count goes to 2-2 for Marcelo Meyer. And we actually have one more that played with Salem, made the jump up to Greenville, a non-traditional route. It's Alexander Montero. Spent a few games up here with the Salem Red Sox, then went down to the FCL level, and then on July 14th, he made the jump from Fort Myers up to Greenville. 0-0 win-loss record. 2 2/3 innings of work, where he's allowed 3 hits and 4 earned runs. Has not struck out or walked a single batter this year. 2-2 pitch to Meyer, and this is low for ball 3. And the count runs full. Montero also another bullpen pitcher on the Boston Red Sox organization. He is 0-1 in save opportunities here in 2022 with the drive. 3-2 count coming up for Marcelo Meyer, a 5-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Paulino scoring on a throwing error by Guillermo, and already was able to extend their lead, but an opportunity here. 3-2 pitch to Meyer, a swing and a foul tip as it rolls by the on-deck circle of the Woodpeckers. And the at-bat stays alive for Meyer. The Woodpeckers will have the heart of the order due up with Alvarez, Williams, and Whitaker in the top of the ninth inning. Wonder if Nathaniel Cruz will try to go out and complete the performance after two strong innings. 3-2 count to Meyer. Swing and a foul ball is called by our home plate umpire of Trey Jester, as I believe it may have gone the foot of Meyer. Tenth pitch of the at-bat coming up between Casey Ford and Marcelo Meyer. Infield squeezes in for the Woodpeckers. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Meyer, and this is cranked foul down the first base side. And the battle between Meyer and Ford continue. Friendly reminder, the Salem Red Sox and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers are only halfway done with the series following the conclusion of tonight's game. They'll be back in action for Game 4, the six-game series, at 7.05 p.m. right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Should be a wonderful Friday. Apparently I've heard it's Muggsy's birthday tomorrow, so that's something to get excited about here at Kreerling Clinic Field. 3-2 pitch on the way to Meyer. He will swing and foul this one up and just goes to our left here at the press box. You check out the spray chart right now, the strike zone. I mean, Meyer has pretty much made a foul ball with every pitch that would have been called a strike. Well, we'll see what number 12 has in store between Ford and Meyer. Here's the pitch, and it's inside for ball four. A lengthy battle between Casey Ford and Marcelo Meyer ends up with Meyer getting his third walk of the game. He is once again 4 of 5 with on-base appearances for the Salem Red Sox. And now Blaze Jordan comes to the plate. So runners on the corners now for Luke Mons' team. We'll see what Marcelo Meyer does at first as Blaze Jordan swings and misses for the first pitch. Brainerd Bonazzi at third base, Marcelo Meyer at first, and a double steal be in store. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Jordan, a swing and a miss, another fastball, this one at 96, and Jordan just could not catch up. So Salem's cleanup hitter is down 0-2 in the count. One out in the inning. Here's the pitch to Jordan, and this one is chopped down the first base side. It's off the glove of Williams. He loses sight of it. No play at either bag as coming home is Bonassi. Meyer into second. Jordan at first. It's Salem 6. It's Fayetteville 0. Well, this was a weird bouncer to Williams, and it hit off his glove, and he had no idea where the baseball went. Ramirez, a great job covering up the trickled air. And even a good job by Casey Ford coming. Ramirez had no throw at either place. So it's a second error of the inning by Fayetteville. And now Tyler Miller will take the first pitch for a called strike one. Count that as an RBI for Blaze Jordan, you would think, as he doesn't get a hit out of it, but he does drive in the 54th run of the season for Jordan. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Miller, a fastball inside, and it misses for ball one. Most Carolina League games have come to a close on this Thursday night as the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Kannapolis Cannonballers 7-4. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Miller, and this is into the dirt. A nice block by the catcher in Guillermo. It keeps Meyer at second and Jordan at first. And the count's now 2-1 to Tyler Miller. Another final is that the Charleston River Dogs have now won 7 straight contests with their 4-0 win over the Columbia Fireflies. A cold start for Charleston in the second half of the season, but they look back to normal when their 20th game of the second half. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Miller, and the fastball is just off the zone for ball three. Hitter's pitch coming up for Miller. He's got 2 runners on the base path. And he might have an on-base appearance as well here in the 9th inning. Only has 1 today with a walk back in the 3rd, and Miller pops up the 3-1 pitch down the 3rd base side. And it heads into the seats. So a payoff pitch coming up for Casey Ford against Tyler Miller. A big score that we're looking at right now is that the Down East Ducks lead the Fredericksburg Nationals 4-0. And obviously one game isn't much to get excited about, but it is progress. And that's all it's about right now. 3-2 pitch to Miller, and he fouls off a pitch upstairs straight back into the netting. Myrtle Bats 4-1 in the bottom of the 8th inning, while the Augusta Green Jackets are up 8-4 on the Delmarva Shorebirds. That game's in the top of the 8th inning. Back to our matchup, 6-0 Salem, 3-2 pitch to Miller, and the changeup gets him looking for a called strike 3. He pulled the screen and just caught the upstairs edge of the zone, and a big punch out for Ford as it ends the 4 straight on-base successful streak by the Red Sox batters. One dropped right into the zone, and Miller was locked up. He thought he had ball four in his second walk of the game, but unfortunately he is put aside for the Salem Red Sox perspective. So now it's the catcher, and Matt Gilvani, who takes the first pitch for a called strike one. 1-3 day for the Salem catcher, a double back in the 5th inning. He struck out in the first as well as in the seventh and has two on-base appearances with a walk in the third. A big swing and a miss on the 0-1 pitch. And McIlvaney is down 0-2 in the count. Collected his first base hit as a Salem Red Sox back in the fifth inning with an RBI double to score. Blaze Jordan made it a 4-0 ball game at the time. It's now 6-0 Salem. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss for strike number three. And Casey Ford comes alive at the tail end of that inning. Four straight strikes, including three in a row against Daniel McIlvaney to put the side to rest. Well, the Salem Red Sox add two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. They now lead 6-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They are three outs away for snapping their five-game losing streak. Cruz will go out on the mound and pitch for the Red Sox. It will be Alvarez, Williams, and Whitaker when we come back. Welcome you back to Salem, Virginia, top of the ninth inning. A 6-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox as the first pitch by Nathaniel Cruz is upstairs for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Jose Alvarez, and it breaks into the zone for a called strike one. Well, we mentioned at the beginning of Nathaniel Cruz's appearance tonight for Salem, his ERA was a 20.25 as he misses it low and inside for ball two. But right now, it is dropped to... Look what happens when you step away for a little bit. You come back and you fix up that ERA, 2-1 pitch, and Alvarez will send this foul into the screen down the first base side. 2-2 count, so it's Jose Alvarez, Justin Williams, and Tyler Whitaker for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They need at least six runs here in the top of the ninth inning as the Red Sox are looking to get their 50th win of the season and put an end to that dreadful five-game losing streak. Counts even at two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Alvarez, and it's a fastball high and in for ball three. The right fielder tonight for the Woodpeckers is one of three. He picked up a double back in the first inning and grounded out in the fourth and popped one up in the sixth. Here's a ground ball to Marcelo Meyer. It's scooped up by the shortstop, and the throw to Miller was a little high, but Miller was able to keep his right foot on the bag for the first out of the inning. It's almost been like clockwork for Marcelo Meyer at shortstop today, but that one almost got a little bit to his head. Thinking about how easy it was at the 1-2 step over towards first base, but still a reliable shortstop for the Red Sox as the first pitch on the way to Justin Williams goes low and away for ball one. Would hate to get any throwing error here in the top of the ninth to give Fayetteville some chance as the 1-0 pitch is sent foul down the first base side. But Miller Meyer is still successful. And that play. 1-1 counts as Justin Williams is 1-3 today. With the pair of strikeouts, will swing at the 1-1 pitch and send this high down the first base side. It'll make its way into the seats, and the count will go to 1-2. Williams picked up a single back in the fourth inning. And he has the base paths clear with the 1-2 count with one away. Cruz steps and delivers, and this hits the left leg of Justin Williams. That one just got a bit away from Nathaniel Cruz, as it was a breaking ball at 78 miles per hour, and he just released it slightly too early and went towards first. So it's now Tyler Whitaker who makes his way down towards the plate. Not a good night for the number 10 prospect in the Houston Astros organization. 0-3. First pitch, a chopper to Jordan. He steps up, makes a throw down towards second. They are able to get the lead runner for the second out of the inning. Unable to turn two, though, but Jordan still gets the lead runner in Williams, and Whitaker is into first. And that was a really close play at the back at second. I thought for a moment that maybe Williams would have been able to slide in just before Jordan was able to make the throw over to Paulino. But good work from Blaze Jordan and Edison Paulino to know exactly what each other were thinking and getting to the respectable base in time. So now Victor Mizcahy at the plate as he takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count for the Fayetteville designated here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It spikes behind the plate for ball two. Mizcahy today is 0-2 with one on-base appearance with a walk back in the fifth, a pop-up in the second, and a ground out back in the seventh. 2-0 pitch coming up for Mizcahy, and that is in the zone for a called strike one. Salem up 6-0 on Fayetteville. Woodpeckers down to their last out in the inning. They have Tyler Whitaker on at first base after reaching safely on a fielder's choice. 2-1 pitch, and this one misses away for ball three. Cruz, who came into the seventh inning, has been pretty brilliant in these 2 2/3 innings of work, allowing only one base hit to Ramirez back in the eighth. And now the 3-1 pitch is fouled by the batter in Mizcahy, and the count will go full at 3-2. The Woodpeckers are down to the last strike in the contest. A 3-2 count. Nothing to this ball game. And give the Salem Red Sox a big win to cut off the losing streak. Here's the payoff delivery. A swing and a miss. Strike number three. Nathaniel Cruz comes back to Salem and pitches a masterful three innings of work. And the Salem Red Sox snap their five-game losing streak by shutting out the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 6-0. What a job done today by the Salem Red Sox pitching department. After giving up a combined 16 runs in the first two games of the series, they come away with a brilliant shutout performance led by the starter of Angel Bastardo, followed by a great inning of Christopher Choi, and then Cruz gets the job done. Let's jump into the highlights and check out some of the plays today, like this one here in the eighth inning where Edison Paulino is able to advance towards home after stealing third base. A missed throw there by Guillermo got away from the throw down to third base and Whitaker, and it gave Paulino a green light towards home, and Brayer Bonassi able to score later on in the inning as well. I think these are the highlights we're looking for now as Tyler Miller, with the bases being loaded, has popped up towards center field or makes the catch, but not enough to stop Brayer Bonassi from coming home to score. And then plays like this throughout the contest help the Red Sox pitcher Bastardo out, A stolen base attempt there from Hallmark is taken away as Keir Meredith later on in the third inning slaps one over the shortstop's head of Molina and scores Meyer and Miller to take a 3-0 lead. And oh, did we mention defense was on a point tonight? It was a 6-4-3 double play right there. And what about this one right here? A 4-6-3 play. Great job by Meyer, Paulino, and Miller. Blaze Jordan also recorded a double down the line. That one just fair, according to the ruling. It didn't look fair on our slow-mo replay right here, but hey, the Red Sox are taking whatever they can get. As here, Mickey Laney goes deep with a double. Salem Red Sox is an RBI double to put away Blaze Jordan. And then look at this, Carson Simas laying it out. And here it is where the inning or the game really went to a close as Paulino advances on a throwing error, and the celebration can begin here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So the Salem Red Sox snap their five-game losing streak. They defeat the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by the score of 6-0, and they finally get back in the win column. They will be back tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Woodpeckers and Red Sox to do battle for Game 4 of the six-game series. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you guys so much for joining us today on this Thursday night. One last time, the Salem Red Sox defeat the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 6-0. We all hope you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Salem Red Sox baseball.